Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Views Podcast, where Jason and I talk about stuff. Corinna's also here with us.
Corinna was just over at my house, and Todd, her ex-boyfriend, was boxing in the backyard. And she goes, I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to tell Todd how hot his trainer is. And his trainer's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool dude. She walked outside, and she's like, oh, Todd, by the way, Julian's really hot, like that.
In front of Julian.
And Todd was like, and then you just stop boxing. You just see Todd's whole face drop. Like, it really affected him.
All right, roll the show music. This is the Views Podcast. I'm David. That's Jason.
I'm Jason.
We talk about a bunch of stuff on here.
I'll tell you what was really funny the other day.
Right.
I was on Pornhub.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because, okay. You know, I'm 46.
That is pretty funny. Yeah.
And this is where I get my
Pornhub?
Huh?
You use Pornhub?
What do you use? Don't act like you don't go on a porn site, young David.
I don't even know what porn is.
Oh, my God. Your publicist is going to love this section of the podcast.
Where
love the way David said he didn't like porn. More of that.
Nah, I'm kidding. Yeah, okay. What did you look up on Pornhub?
So I was on Pornhub.
You know that they have a section for funny on Pornhub?
Yeah, I know. Lele Pons is huge on Pornhub.
Lele Pons didn't know she was big on Pornhub till we told her.
Yeah, we told her.
And it's kind of a weird thing to tell her.
It is.
We were with Lele Pons, and there's like four guys, and we were all like, yo, you know you're huge on Pornhub? And she goes, what? What are you saying? And I was like, oh, fuck, god damn it. I saw it on Twitter. I saw that you're big on Pornhub.
Just to be clear, people upload her skits
to
Pornhub.
They upload her skits. She's not actually nude on Pornhub, but they upload videos she's uploading onto Instagram, but they put them on Pornhub. It doesn't really make much sense. I don't know who's watching.
I guess it makes sense. You know, you're already there. You might as well want to have some fun too.
It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, they have it all.
You get comedy from LA Pons, and then you also get porn from the top porn stars.
So I was on Pornhub.
Yeah.
And I just was curious. I just typed in Vlog Squad.
Oh.
Just to see if there was like a David's Vlog porn that was made or something.
Sure.
And Natalie's on there.
Yeah. What are the videos like?
It's really awful, actually. Like, if Natalie was my daughter, I would be fucking livid.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Have you seen this? Yourself on Pornhub, Nat? Oh, maybe I should have brought it up.
Did you watch the one with the red shirt?
What's the red shirt?
No, that is really gross.
It's literally like one Instagram story where she's like shaking her chest.
Oh, my God.
But they've looped it to like, you know, to like that song, Hot Chocolate.
Oh, yeah, we're watching it right now.
There it is.
Holy shit. It's literally Natalie shaking her boobs in the story. Wait, Reggie, pass me the laptop. Wow, and they put a song over it. Some master editor put this together. Oh, and then it's like a slideshow now. Now it's Natalie in a bikini.
Yeah, and Natalie in another bikini.
Oh my God, it has 39,000 views.
Yeah.
125 likes.
Well, I watched it, 30,000 of those views. I'm kidding.
So it has 32 dislikes. 125,000 thumbs up, and the video is titled Natalie from David's Vlog Fap Tribute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Corinna, and then I told Corinna about it, and Corinna says she's on there too.
How do you feel about this?
I feel like I made it.
hold on. Let me analyze it. Natalie, your categories that you're in is amateur.
Every time I try to take the computer away from David, he takes it back. Like
the categories you're in is amateur, babe, big ass, big tits, brunette, celebrity, compilation, HD porn, reality, and solo female. You cover a lot of stops there.
Yeah, are you proud of me?
So David and I just got back from Miami, which was fun. Right, David?
Very fun.
And David left Sunday morning, but then Jeff and Jonah and I stayed one more night. So we were at Zane's house, and Jonah's like, oh, he's like, I left my moped. The moped I rented, I forgot to take. We'd all checked out of the hotel. So then I had to go back that night and track down his moped. And I thought to myself, David, if you were there, you would have fucking murdered him. You would have had 20 years of manslaughter for how frustrating this was. He didn't remember
that you rented the moped.
He didn't remember he rented the moped, and he didn't remember where he rented the fucking moped from. He didn't know where the keys were. I don't know what he thought. Then we're in the car, and I'm like, Jody, you have to call them. He's like, I don't know how to. What do I do? Call? How do I call? Like, they call them. Fucking call them. He's like, oh, dude, this fucking sucks. Can't they just go get it? And I'm like, no, they can't just go get it. So he calls the guy, and the guy's like, Ocean Drive moped, whatever he says. And Joe's like, he's like, oh, okay, dude. Oh, I left my moped there. And he's like, okay, well, you have to bring it back. We close at 7, right? That's it. He goes, well, I can't. And he's like, okay, well, you have to bring it back. And he goes, I'm getting on a flight tomorrow at 10:40 in the morning. What do I do? Like that. Like, it's his problem.
Yeah.
And you could just hear the frustration in this poor man's voice that we all felt all weekend.
That's so funny.
So then anyways, I just took him back.
You got the bike back?
Yeah, Sunday night, after going to Zane's, after doing my show, after doing meet and greet, I was so tired. And honestly, it was a great day. It was a great day. Like, I just wanted to relax. I'd do anything. I was up for anything. I was like, let's go film. Let's go to dinner. And so we were all driving back, and Jeff looked like he was going to murder Jonah. Jeff was like, go figure it out. Take an Uber. Go figure it out. I'm not your fucking babysitter. Fucking go figure it out. And so I dropped Jeff at the hotel just to get Jeff out because I didn't want to have any kind of incident. And I was like, I'll take you, Jonah. I'll take you to find the moped. And I never wanted to fucking murder him more in my life. And I vlogged the whole thing for him too. And I was just like, I'm in the Suburban driving and he's in the moped and I'm just fucking screaming at him. I'm just going, where the fuck is it, Jonah? Where is it? He's like, dude, I don't know. I don't know.
Sure.
It was awful. Anyway, that was it.
Wait, you're talking about the moped in Miami?
Yeah.
We went to go, David was in the car, you weren't here, it was me, Jeff, Natalie, and we were in the car, and he's like, I'm gonna go get my moped, and we go up to go with him. He walks right past the moped, circles into the parking garage, probably like, what, twice, and then walks back out. One is like a closed roof, and one's not,
oh,
and he did
yeah.
not even know.
No, it was
like,
so weird.
Like, he literally went into a parking garage when he didn't even park in the parking
garage.
How did you not know you didn't park in the parking garage?
He was looking for his moped. Like, we're looking for it. We were waiting for him to find his fucking moped. And he walked into the parking garage, walked right by a moped that we all saw. Because
yeah.
we walked right, literally right by it, Jay.
Yeah.
And walked in the parking garage. We were circling there for like a solid 3 minutes looking for it.
Yeah.
And then he came out and he went to the moped that was outside the parking garage. He never even parked inside. He never parked inside. He was parked outside on the street.
Yeah.
But he didn't remember.
Yeah.
Raining. Like, how did you not remember you parked in the rain and then you went inside?
Yeah. Like, if Natalie had rented a moped and maybe, like, was a little confused as to where the place was, I know Natalie will figure out eventually where this fucking moped place is. But with Jonah, that time, that half an hour, you're like, he's never going to find it.
He's the most frustrating thing in the world.
Yeah, unreal.
But that's why we like him.
Yeah, he's fun in other ways for sure.
Josh Peck is here, guys. He also has something to say about Jonah.
Just gets me excited to talk shit about Jonah. The other day, I like had something planned for a shoot, and you know, whatever. It's not fucking high planning, but
sure.
Had a location, a person. There's some money involved.
Yeah.
And I said to Jonah, I was like, Jonah, are we good for this day? Like, it's this day on the weekend. We good? And he's like, we're in. Confirmed. Literally, like, one day later, I'm like, cool, so this is the time we're doing it. He goes, nah, I can't. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm touring. I was like,
I'm touring?
First of all, are you the Backstreet Boys? Like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, bro, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just like, I can't miss this opportunity right now. And I was like, I know, and I'm happy for you, but you did say yes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, touring.
that's like he said to me. He's like, he did a couple shows with me, and then he's like, how many people were at this gig? And I go, 400. He goes, oh, that's it? Like that. I think 400 is pretty fucking good for you.
Wait.
It's also funny that he's saying touring, but it's not his tour. He's just going with somebody.
Wait,
who's
he's
touring.
Referring to your tour, right? He's referring yeah, to tagging along with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's something
if he,
else.
If he ever got really famous, like Kevin Hart level, man, I think it would be over.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
For this next segment of the podcast, we have Jack Reed here. Jack is our manager.
What's up, guys?
We talk about him a lot.
I mean, Jack 15% Reed.
Yeah, so let me give you a little bit of inside scoop of Jack. Jack is a guy who takes 15% of every single thing we make. And it's crazy because so like I have an income, Jason has an income, and then he sends deals to like three or four of our other friends, and he just takes money from everybody.
Let me put it into perspective in a great way.
Yeah.
David takes 70% of this podcast. I have 30%
yes.
of this podcast. Jack, who's never been on a fucking episode until now, makes 15% of this podcast. Jack makes almost as much as I do on this podcast.
Yes, it's yeah. really fun.
I gotta admit, that was a really well-negotiated deal.
I thought it was 60-40.
No.
Oh, that's the tour. That's yeah. touring.
70-30. Oh, okay. Jack, yeah. who doesn't sit there and edit this podcast. Jack, who doesn't sit there and talk to you and have you tell me what can be in and what can't be. Jack, who doesn't sit here and listen to you go, it fucking sucks. This podcast sucks. How can we fucking put this shit out? Jack, who's in Whistler most of the time skiing.
Dude.
Makes almost as much as me.
I was Jack is vacationing literally fucking 24/7. It's the best job being
24/7.
Hold on, Jack.
Okay, sorry.
It's the best job being, I don't even want to stress him out because I know he'll fucking leave to Canada yeah. for 3 weeks because he'll be so tense. No, we were just listening to a song and he goes, it reminds me of getting a massage in the Bahamas. And I go, you would compare a song to that. Who fucking compares the songs? Guys, Jack is like typical like Hollywood manager,
you do that, right, David?
Yeah.
Three Instagram swipes.
Oh my god, he does this fucking
do
shit. Sorry, we'll let Jack talk too, but like I have so much to say. Sure. He does this fucking shit. Like he loves like let's say the deal, like a deal will come in and maybe it's not even the right fit for me, but he'll like really try to convince me to do it because he doesn't give a fuck. He'll take 15% off the top. He's good. He doesn't care. So it'll come in and it'll be like, hey, why don't you go and wrestle an alligator? It's $30,000, but you would do that. You would do that, right? Listen, you fly into Florida, wrestle the alligator, take out Natalie and Jason for drinks. You're back in the hotel room and you can even buy a movie, maybe have a massage come to the room, and boom, you're back in LA.
Yeah.
And you need to pay mortgage this month. He'll do the stupid fucking manager thing. Like whenever he wants me to do a job, he'll think about what I need to get done. So a lot of times it's like the other day, like I dented like my Tesla, and then a deal came in, and he goes, well, you gotta fix that dent. You gotta fix that dent. You gotta take the deal. And then the worst part is like once I say yes to a deal, he does this other stupid manager thing that I hate. He'll like keep trying to convince me to take the deal even though I've already said yes. So I'll be like, yeah, I'm down to go wrestle the alligators. And he'll be like, right, it's so easy, you go down to Florida. And I go, yeah, I said yes, I'll do it. And he goes, oh, thank you, it's just so Florida's so beautiful, you'll be there for a little bit, maybe visit the beach. And I'll be like, fucking hang up already, dude. And he'll like, it's so strange.
I've never seen two more opposite people than Jack and David.
Yeah, me and Jack are totally opposite.
Jack likes to hang out. Yes. He wants to go to Mastro's and have dinner.
Let's talk about that, right? Let's talk about Mastro's.
Jack loves to go to dinner. I have recently banned dinners in and around my life.
David banned dinners Saturday night in Miami.
Saturday night, we were at dinner at a really nice spot. Food was
Poppy Steak, Dave Grutman spot.
Yes,
it was a shout out on the podcast.
It was very delicious.
Food was really good.
David,
food
if you hear great. This, you hear that, okay?
But you can't shoot in nice restaurants because you can't bring your camera out. That's rude. Dark. It's dark. The music, the ambiance isn't right. So I was like, guys, we're in Miami right now, and we are sitting here at a dinner. We're gonna be here for maybe 2 hours.
Okay.
We should be. We were there. How long were we there for?
That was so dramatic. We were probably there for maybe an hour 15.
Corinna's right. That's Corinna, by the way. An hour 15. Also because in the middle of the dinner, he made this proclamation. We were all like, okay, fuck, I guess we'll leave. But we were having a nice-ass time.
No, you weren't.
I was sitting next to Jeff. Nally and Corinna looked beautiful.
Everyone was on their phones. Okay, so this is how I came up with my idea for no dinners. I've been going to Catch a lot. I used to go to Catch a lot. And it's like a nice restaurant, and the steak is delicious. I love it there. But it's like a fancier place. It's like where people go when they like want to go out and like be like
be seen.
Be seen. So like I used to love going there. And then one day I get back and Joe who sits with me and does the edit with me.
That's Teeny Weenie.
Yeah, Joe from the Teeny Weenie podcast. He one day after like the eighth time I've been to Catch, he goes, "What are you doing going to dinners?" And I go, "What,
Joe?"
And he goes, Why are you wasting, like, you're going to dinners too much. You're wasting your time. And I was like, oh my God, you're absolutely fucking right. And I'm done with them. There's no reason for me to be at a fancy dinner. I have the most enjoyment with my friends when we're out, like either like making content or just sitting in the car brainstorming what to do. I have so much fun working.
Or like your version of going out to eat is like you going in and out for 19 minutes.
Going in and out. That's fine. In and out's so great because it's like you get the food right away and there's so much around it. Like the people there, like they want to be on video. Like everyone wants to have fun. There's so many different characters there. But when you go to like a nice fancy dinner, it's an impossible place.
So you can't stay in like a beautiful restaurant with ambiance and waiters and bread to the table.
I think it's okay to do once in a while. Like if you're celebrating like something big, like a show was just sold or something. I wouldn't even do that. But like I would okay it for you.
But right.
But like I just think going out randomly, especially when you're in a new city to like a long dinner, rather than like a food truck, like a Miami style food truck, I think that's just like a waste of time.
Well, you're also like an antsy person. So like when you're in Miami, all you're thinking about is why aren't we shooting?
Yeah.
Right? You're kind of like, guys, this is dark. I can't shoot here.
Yeah.
But don't you think it's...
And I hate... Like, shooting is like... That is like my... Like, people... I'm not like... That's not just I'm a workaholic. That is my little, like, happiness.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm shooting. I know it may sound weird to people because it's also my job, but it's like... It is the most... I don't have any more fun in my life when I'm getting something funny. Like,
well, no, even when people ask me when like someone's like, hey, is David available for this meeting or call? And I'm like, hey, he's actually shooting. Like, they're kind of in their head, they're like...
Sure.
What does that mean? Yeah.
And a lot of times that means we're sitting in my car and we have no idea what to do. But I enjoy that so much because it's like I enjoy the stress of not having anything and then fucking figuring it out. Mm-hmm. And like the moment when you figure out a bit and you get it, it's like an orgasm. It's like all this tension that's been built up that you couldn't come up with anything funny and then you got it. It's the best feel. It's literally like doing drugs. It's the best feeling. I mean, drugs suck. I don't know why I'm comparing a good thing to a bad thing.
Right.
But it's like, it's the best feeling.
Well, let's talk about your trip in Miami. Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, we went to Miami.
It was fun.
No, I'm saying like Jonah.
Jack sounds like a moderator. Well, it was great that you brought up Miami.
Let's stay away from the drugs.
No, Miami was fun. It's right? It's crazy because people.
By the way, that wasn't your first time there, right?
I was walking out by the pool.
Yeah,
and I was like really loving. You know, it's a beautiful hotel, the Fountain Blue. And I walked by, and one of the guys that was hanging out there having a beer, he goes, careful where you sit down, man. He goes, all those chairs have herpes.
That's gross.
Like, oh, weird. I was like, oh.
All those chairs have herpes.
But that wasn't your first time.
No, it wasn't. But it was my first time, like, actually, like partying, like going out.
And it was weird, right? Not weird, but so you're with Jeff.
It was weird Jeff because had lived there. It was weird because fucking Miami's crazy for the reason that people don't go out till literally 1 a.m. Like that's when they
start. Dinners are like 11.
Yes. They start going out at 1.
Yeah, that was.
And this isn't an exaggeration. Like this isn't like I seriously mean people go out. There's a club called 11 and it's like a strip club slash like nightclub and people and it's 24/7. It doesn't fucking close.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It doesn't close. And it's a casino. There's no fucking
strip club, right?
Yeah. So you're there. You're there. People, there was like some college kids that we saw there, and they said they would get to 11 at like 4 or 5 a.m. and stay there till like 9 a.m. Like they would do that every weekend, like twice a week. Like that's crazy.
It is.
That's Miami's so different than here. In LA, everything's done at 2. Like
what do you think about that? Do you kind of like that about LA, or you don't like that?
I love that about LA.
I see. I agree. I kind of like it too, but a lot of people think it's bullshit that we don't open till like 4 or close to 4. Oh,
that is kind of weird. That is, especially compared to Miami. But I've never seen.
But didn't you feel the energy like, and Natalie too can contest this? Didn't you feel there was a fun energy in Miami? Of course there is.
It wasn't. We went during a bad time. I can imagine it being crazy, but it wasn't.
Just the weather?
Yeah, it wasn't like. It wasn't.
I don't know what you wanted out of it. I mean, it's beautiful.
It felt like Vegas. To me, it felt like Vegas. Like
really?
Well,
you don't enjoy the beach and stuff.
No, but he's saying like energy. Like he's saying like no. It wasn't like Mardi Gras. You know, like fucking partying on the streets. But it was definitely. It felt like a foreign country. It did feel like a little bit.
It feels like Europe.
It also felt a little Cuban. I mean, it is like very Cuban. Yeah. So it felt like.
Did you guys get recognized a lot when you're running around
in Miami?
Yeah.
Just from like college kids and stuff. It wasn't like anybody.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah,
it was the shows were like crazy. Like the people were like really into the vlogs.
And then we went to an animal place, like an animal shelter. A zoo. Yeah. We went to a zoo, a zoo sanctuary, and I had a lion piss on me.
Yeah, I saw the vlog. It was great.
It's fucking crazy that like that happened.
I still don't understand how the male lion could piss that way.
Well, so I was told that it wasn't pee, it was sperm.
But great.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have lion babies, which is going to be fucking insane.
It was sperm, so it ejaculated.
Some comments and they said that lion was actually coming on my face. So, but I don't know how accurate that is, but I do find it.
Did you jerk him off? Before?
Before.
I don't understand. The lion just came.
He just thought David was high.
I swear to God, I didn't touch him.
Can a lion just come like that?
David's like, I didn't touch
him. Maybe he was like touching the lionesses and then he missed. And then he just got me in the face. I don't know.
You were just.
What did it taste like?
You were debris.
Delicious.
It was good.
I swallowed it, by the way.
Ooh.
I'm not a spitter. But it was interesting because we were in the zoo and I didn't have like anything to film. Mm-hmm. And like I'm always, when we travel, it's like the most stressful because I'm like, it's like foreign territory to me, so I don't know where to go shoot.
And you are stressful? You are stressed out?
I'm stressed out, yeah, okay. Yeah. So like we were standing by the lion cage, and it's like that literally is the best thing that could have happened, other than the lion breaking out of the cage and chasing all of us. Mm-hmm. Like,
what else could have gotten so crazy?
Yeah, it was great, and I love moment. It reminded me, that moment reminded me of the moment when I cut my hand open. And we were all there
with the wine bottle.
Right. Yeah, those are the best moments when something happens where all my friends are around, everybody's contributing, and like everyone's just having a good time. Like that is my favorite.
Did people think it was fake?
No, you could seriously.
Well, I'm saying you drop the camera and then everyone goes crazy. You don't really see the.
Oh no! You could definitely you even see the pee or the sperm or whatever on the camera.
And then Jonah's puke was all real.
And Jonah's puke was 100% real. He threw.
I laughed out loud at that part.
But yeah, that was great.
David even missed one of the pukes.
Yeah. I missed two of the pukes because I wasn't filming him his direction. And then I was just holding it on him because I'm like, please to God, puke again. And he puked a third time. And that's the one that you saw on camera.
That was awesome.
But I missed the first two.
What did the comments say that was so funny?
The comments were, one of the comments was, is anybody going to talk about how Jonah puked standing up?
What did he say the line he said, though? That was when I laughed. He goes what did he say?
The fucking lion tiger just pissed on all of us.
I love that, dude.
But funny. back on being a manager.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So you make. Like what does your day look like?
So like for me, I'm like an office person. Like sure. If I get
2 days a week,
no five.
Okay, five.
But I'm serious. Like if
office
I
office person, it's 2:00 on a Thursday and you're here lounging on a $20,000 couch.
I make time for views.
Jack, I'm an office
Jack,
person.
You're out of a fucking movie. Okay. He pointed to his shoes. He goes, look at my shoes.
Jack has on some really nice
Jack
leggings.
Loves clean, Jack, clean. Jack's the type of guy that like puts on new shoes and walks a certain way so he doesn't like scuff them up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he walks away so only the bottom part of his foot is touching it. So there's no way the side or the front.
I'm one of those people that if I scuff a shoe the wrong way, they're trashed.
You're fucking
wow.
Horrible.
Yeah. That's interesting.
What were we saying?
Sorry, I was just.
Oh no! So
about
we,
how much
we were
money
saying.
I make.
No, we were saying.
How much money do you make from David? Is David your biggest client?
Yes.
Yes.
Biggest client.
I make you the most money.
Yes. That's awesome.
Who's your second biggest client?
Jack, I have a question for you. Who do you think deserves a cooler birthday present? Me to you or you to me? Who, do I need to get you a better birthday present, or do you need to get me a better birthday present?
He's actually thinking about
it. I think in terms of business, no, I think I should give you a better birthday gift. Did I answer that correctly, David?
Yeah.
That was good. David, yes, David adjusted himself just now in a positive way.
Yeah, so. I was seeing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how much money do you make?
It varies, but it's a good amount, you know, because I have good clients that work with, you know, they're busy. Jason does live shows, as you know. And
would you say you have the easiest job out of all of us?
No, I wouldn't say that. Because in a way of, like, you know, we work with brands and not just you with other people. It's like, I think my skill set is just kind of like, you know, convincing someone to do something, even though they know it's a little crazy, but kind of finding like a middle ground, but trying to find what they really want and what the talent really wants.
Yeah, what's you know so what interesting about managers is what people don't understand. So Jack brings us deals, right?
Yeah.
So he'll bring us a deal with Nike. And let's say it's $100,000. He takes 15%. That's $15,000 to him. But let's say I meet the CEO of
Apple.
Sure. I meet the CEO of Apple outside, and he goes, I want to give you right now $200,000 to post this Instagram story.
Right.
On the spot.
Yeah, he tells me this on the spot. So then I go, okay, CEO of Apple, I'm down. And then I have to call Jack, and I have to fill him in and go, hey, Jack, congrats. I know you weren't a part of this, but I have to fucking cut you $30,000 now.
It is crazy that somebody carved that out, and that's the standard.
It is crazy. 15%. So Jack doesn't even have to be really involved in the deal.
I could
just
be,
because he knows me, he gets 15%.
I could be in Whistler.
Yeah.
And make commission on an introduction.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
He could be in fucking, literally, he could be lost in the Bermuda Triangle, and I would be having to fucking Venmo him money if I meet someone on my own and I get the deal done on my own.
But I'm also saying, like, you obviously are a smart person. You're not an idiot.
Sure.
And you actually are pretty, you are business savvy. If I was lazy, or if I was like not answering the text, or if I did something wrong, you'd be the first one to be like, yo, what the fuck's this guy doing? Like, get him the fuck out of David Dobrik LLC, right?
Yeah, I have a hard time, Jack, figuring out whether you're a good manager or a horrible manager. But I think it's somewhere right in between.
I think he's a great manager.
Thank you.
I hate paying him, but I do think he's a great manager.
I don't care to pay him. I hate seeing what he does with that money. I hate watching his Insta stories and him on vacation. Literally, he's always... Oh,
I hate when I'm in a fucking Holiday Inn with like paintball wounds in my back. Fucking miserable.
Yeah, and he's on the fucking beach.
Yeah, and he's in Mykonos.
I've never been to Mykonos, but yeah.
And Jack's stories are like, they're like he'll hold the phone like way above his head. There's music blasting, and he has like a margarita in his right hand, and he'll cheers the margarita to his Instagram story. Like, basically as a fuck you to all of his clients.
I've never done that.
I like it. I'm glad somebody's having fun. I'm glad somebody's allowed to go to dinner.
No, you're definitely a very needed person.
Like, thank you. You can say good manager.
No, you are a good manager.
Thank you.
From time...
You should have seen we were leaving in Miami. David cannot compliment anyone.
Right, of course
he
not.
Was trying, he was being nice to Jonah. He was like saying something nice. He was like, Jonah, you know, I had a good time with you this weekend, and you're a good guy to have around. And we were all like... Wow.
Wow, David.
Wow, okay. And then there was like a silence, and David goes, dumb as fuck. But I love how fucking stupid you are, and I love fucking talking about how fucking dumb you are. We were like, David! I'm like, that was so good. You were so close to just being straight up nice
to
Jonah.
That's how Jonah and I connect.
Right.
You can just be nice to people.
No,
and by the way, at dinner, you're the leader of this group. I was thinking about this. I think you would... get a lot more if you were like, let these guys go to dinner. Let's have a good time.
You're right. I still haven't figured out the dinner thing.
The other thing that Jason was reminding me that David does at dinner is like, if let's say you have a dinner reservation at like 8 o'clock, right? And then
I'll show up at 8:40.
No, even worse. Jason, I think one time was like, hey, you know, David's not going to be here for a little bit. He wants us to order for him. And I'm like, is he Martha Stewart?
Yeah.
And then David's like in his brain timing it. So he has to see us for the littlest amount.
That's right.
But he wants his food hot.
Yep.
And then as soon as the bill comes, someone else will.
I'll eat it cold.
Eat it cold.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like sitting around.
Now he feels bad.
No, it's okay.
Now he's like, well, maybe I am kind of a dick.
I mean, I know it's like not the nicest thing to do, but someone has to keep you idiots in check.
That's all the time we have for this podcast.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I remember, well, how did you meet Jack?
Jack was one of the first people to reach out to me.
On a Gmail.
On a Gmail. When I was on Vine.
Yeah, and I noticed David through Ernst. Alex Ernst had posted a bunch of Vines.
What did you think about him? You know what's also crazy about Jack is
I'm not signed to him.
Yeah, I know.
Like, there's no paperwork, which I feel like people would think that there's paperwork. But
sure.
But it's funny when I tell people that. It's also I get complimented a lot with my talent, with me, because they're like, oh, you don't have paperwork with these guys?
Yeah, and it's so much better to be sound
people,
with the
and people
no
are very respectful. They're like, dude, that means you're like in with these guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you say that?
That's interesting.
Yeah. Like people are very like complimentary about it, actually. Instead of like, you should be working
until we all fucking drop you.
Right.
What would we do? What would you do if tomorrow I was like, Jack, not anymore. I can't. How many trips would you have to cancel?
My itinerary for the next 3 weeks would be ruined. No, I mean,
I'm always ready for that moment.
Are you?
David drops the hammer. Yeah, I'm always ready for it.
Well, the good thing about David is, I mean, and Natalie can attest to this.
Starbucks.
David keeps you on edge, but I think it's kind of a good thing.
Well, the thing about me is also once you're part of my life, like, I have a very difficult time of letting anybody go.
Yeah, he's actually really loyal.
I agree with that. Everyone, even from my middle school teachers,
I still
keep in contact with. Like,
so we're good, baby. Stupid fucks too loyal.
My man. Stupid fucks. No, like
we can fucking run this kid forever. Yeah. Never get rid of us.
Just milk me. Yeah. Once you're in my life, then you're like a part of me where I'm like, this person has been around for so long, I can't let go of them.
I think it's funny. I think,
but
that
if you suck, I will drop you, Jack.
Okay. I also feel that it kind of like rubs off in a good way. I'm saying it rubs off on like your business mentality. I think that almost like agencies and brands and people that you work with kind of feel that.
Yeah, like even
do you know
like,
what I mean?
Like an example is like SeatGeek. Like SeatGeek comes back all the time.
Chipotle now.
And Chipotle, and I love working with them, and they love working with us because it's just we've just built like a relationship with them, I guess. Do you know what I mean? I think this is really interesting. So on Google, you can type in words like a search term, and you can search up like when that word was like hot, like when people are using it the most, when people are searching it the most, and the highest peak for the word disposable camera after 5 years was a day after I made my first post on David's Disposable.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
Come on, where's the brand?
After 5 years.
That's insane, David.
That's crazy. Did I tell you, did we say this on the podcast? The guy that was here, someone went to develop their disposable camera, where I developed mine, and the guy told him that he was
considering selling the machine that develops the cameras. It was like a $100,000 machine. He was literally going to sell it for like $2,000 because no one was using it anymore.
Wow.
And then after we started coming there, he gets like 30, 40 orders a day.
He makes 50
now.
Grand a month.
Wow.
So he's like making like the most money he makes at that shop on his disposables now.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
In Miami, it's all disposables.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, have you ever talked about what is the origin story of the account?
Well,
have you ever talked about it?
Yeah. So the disposable thing, we have like a friend group here, Stas and like Kelsey and all of them. So for New Year's, they did this interesting thing. They threw like a New Year's party at like a friend's ranch, and they had tons of disposable cameras everywhere.
The ones you use are different.
These girls are super like Tumblr. Like they're very like they know how to make something like very pretty and like aesthetically pleasing.
Even if it costs $9 or something.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like a well done idea, and they had disposable cameras like all throughout the party, and then they would get all the pictures developed the next day, and it was fun because everyone got super drunk and they didn't know what they were fucking taking pictures of until the next day you saw the pictures. So I just thought that was fun. So that's how disposable cameras were introduced to me.
December of last year, New Year's.
Yeah. Yeah, they were introduced to me through those girls, and then I just wanted to. I thought that would be so interesting. I was just surprised how good disposable pictures came out. So I was like, why not start a page? Like it'd be so pretty, and it makes you feel like a fucking photographer.
But I was gonna say that was my next question. Hold on. Were you into photography in high school?
No. I mean. No, not
a photographer.
No, I know.
My dad's a photographer. Not, I wasn't into photography, but I in high school my iPod Touch. I would fill it up with photos and videos. That's all I would do, is I would take videos and photos of classmates and students. Like, that used to be, like, my favorite thing to do, like, just record random shit in school. So, like, I kind of like doing that. And then, and the disposable pictures I just really like, so I started doing that.
Did your dad ever teach you how to develop?
No, not really. I was too young.
Did he develop?
He had, like, one of those rooms. What are they called? Black rooms?
Dark room.
Dark room? Yeah, he had a dark room in our apartment,
I think. You were too young.
I was, like, 7. When he?
Oh, he wasn't developing film when you were like a teenager?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he was, but not like anywhere near me. I've only been like inside the dark room like 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. I started doing disposable cameras because it like I like going out and still having like a purpose. Mm-hmm. And like now I feel like I have another purpose on top of vlogging. Like I can take like pictures.
Yeah.
And like I can like I love like documenting things. Like that's my favorite. Like
And it's fun. All his friends are so young and good looking.
Yeah.
So the photos come out really good.
Dude, it's so
easy.
You
know who doesn't get a lot of disposable photos thrown his way?
Huh.
Me.
Yeah, I haven't seen you on the account. I haven't seen Jason on the account.
No, David posted me once actually. Oh, he did. And it was like 4 days later. He was like, you know, I took a photo of you and I posted it, and I was like, what? I was like, are you kidding? Really?
No, but I like it. Like I've always, like I said, I've like, even since middle school, I've always liked documenting things.
Yeah.
And like, this is just a whole new thing. Now I can go out and take pictures. And the best part about disposable cameras is it's not aggressive. So like I can walk up to, like literally I walked up to, when I asked Margot Robbie for a picture, she thought I was a fucking 7-year-old kid that like wanted a picture of her. Instead of having a paparazzi
gross paparazzi camera.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's so innocent that no one's scared of it. Everyone's like, yeah, I'll post your fucking picture.
This is kind of random. What do you think about paparazzi? That whole thing?
They're the scum of the earth.
I mean, like these guys wait out of restaurants and nightclubs and then they sell those photos.
No, I don't care. I don't know. Right. I think I've never.
We're always really nice to the paparazzi.
Right,
yeah.
And I'm not in a position where like, where they're fucking hounding me. You know what I mean? Like I see them once every 3 weeks.
I also think
weeks.
Of paparazzi as like vloggers.
Yeah.
Like they're the same. They're out trying to find something interesting content.
To sell.
Yeah, it's and a lot of them shoot video.
It's
most
a little
of them
bit more
come
invasive.
Up to us are video. Or
right.
To David. And so they're like, hey, David, how's it going? How was your meal? Or whatever
but
they say.
I don't have enough to say about paparazzi because I'm not fucking Lindsay Lohan who literally gets her life ruined by these
That's
guys.
That's true. That's different.
So, like, we don't have anything to say. Like,
but you are somewhat famous.
Yeah, but what he's saying is it's way different than if you have Justin Bieber and there's 500 people following you everywhere you go. That doesn't happen.
No, it's completely different. And they're not like if they film us, they don't even know what to fucking say.
Right.
Like if they film like Bieber, they'll like talk about his controversies and like piss him off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's like, what are they going to say? David Gray vlog. I mean, right.
I see why people like don't like him. They haven't done anything.
You know, it's really funny. Mm-hmm. I was doing the meet and greet on Sunday and David, 5 different guys came up to me and they would just go, my man, just like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was saying, David,
so
we're creating a movement.
That's Jack's catchphrase.
Yes.
On
we may even make merch.
Life. Oh,
what
God
do you mean?
Damn
we may? You're going to make merch?
Yeah, you and I may.
Jack's about to make merch.
My man.
Another 15% project.
I knew it would come to this.
Yep.
Okay, guys. All right, guys. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you for Jack Reed, our manager,
Jack,
for joining us.
Guys, I just want to say thank you for having me. I listen to your podcast every week. It's so fun. It's, you know, everyone has such a great time with it. I've been begging to get on here, so thank you for the opportunity. I really
guys, go
that.
Follow Jack on Instagram. It's kind of sad, but that's all he cares about.
It's JReezy310. JReezy310.
Tell David about all the phone calls you give me about the live tour.
Oh, yeah. That's actually good. We should talk about that. It'll kill some time. You're just saying in general how much we talk about it?
Yeah.
Jack wants me to go on a live tour. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys later. We'll see ya.
David's got to understand the money's in live.
Yeah. As Irving Azoff says, if you can sell a hard ticket, you're in the right business. And he manages the Eagles.
We'll see you guys later. It's been the Views Podcast. My name's Chef. Bye.
Bye. We'll